Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Chikara Wrestle Factory, 4711 Wingate Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, specializing in lucha libre, pourasu, European, British, and German styles, mixed martial arts, and American pro wrestling, all wrapped into the curriculum at the Wrestle Factory, where they strive to create the most well-rounded performers active today. Hey yo, it's the Fro Wrestling Podcast for listeners. Help us out and click the subscribe button below to support us on the YouTube feed. Today we're going to get talking about all the latest news and rumors in the world of professional wrestling, some crazy things going on in the world of Impact Wrestling. First off, SmackDown is going to feature a main event match between AJ Styles and Randy Orton for the number one contendership to Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. This is kind of what you were expecting it to come to eventually. At some point, we had to get a definitive answer who's going to challenge Bray Wyatt. And I think, as everybody expects, it's probably going to be Randy Orton. My only issue with this match is that you're giving away the Randy Orton versus AJ Styles match for the first time ever. And I think that's something, I don't want to say it's akin to Hulk Hogan versus Goldberg on Nitro, but it's definitely a match that could have been a primary match in a major pay-per-view that we're now going to have to see on regular television. And I think WWE's missing the boat here for something they really could have built to be something special. And instead, it's going to be rushed to make this WrestleMania main event happen, which I suppose I understand. But at the same time, I think it takes away a lot of the momentum that you could really build into an amazing feud between these two at a later point. So we'll have to see how that works out. I'm very much expecting it to be Randy Orton. Moving on, preliminary negotiations have begun with the Hardy Boys and World Wrestling Entertainment, being with the biggest issue in the negotiations focused primarily on the creative control aspect of things. Now, I will tell you, as we went live to record this podcast, I have breaking news related to the Hardys that's coming up shortly. But in the meantime, just think about that for a second. The Hardys negotiating with WWE with that match booked already for WrestleMania weekend against the Young Bucks. And now, with the New Day with no matchup for the tag team division at WrestleMania, there could be something in the works for that if the Hardys are still available for WrestleMania. Expect The Undertaker to appear at Fastlane and again at Raw to build to his WrestleMania match, which right now is slated to be against Roman Reigns. That's something we've been talking about a few times on the podcast. Now it looks like we're getting ready to finally see the storyline laid out, so we'll be able to see how everything's going to come down. Even in Vegas or wherever you get the wrestling betting odds from, the odds have been shifting like crazy. I mean, right now, Goldberg's still the favorite to beat Kevin Owens. Charlotte Flair's still favored to beat Bayley, to take the women's championship from Bayley. I don't know if it's actually to take the title or just defeat Bayley, but Charlotte is the favorite in the match. Gallows and Anderson are favored to keep the tag team championship. In the cruiserweight match, Neville is a huge favorite over Jack Gallagher. I expect that. Just because I think they are building towards that Austin Aries match at Mania. But at the end of the day, as I said in a previous podcast, Jack Gallagher and Neville have been having some great banter back and forth on the different television programs. So it's looking like Neville's going to walk out of Fastlane, but I'm expecting those two to have an amazing match. Braun Strowman is the new shift. He is a huge, huge odds-on favorite to defeat Roman Reigns at Fastlane. He's a minus 2,000 right now, and I think a big part of why that shift has happened is because The Undertaker now has a minus 200 odds to show up at ringside during that match, which is a huge indicator that The Undertaker will be at WrestleMania to take on Roman Reigns, and that this match at Fastlane tomorrow night will set that up. Sami Zayn is the underdog to Samoa Joe's minus 1,500. Sasha Banks, who was favored earlier in the week, is now a heavy underdog to Nia Jax, who's a minus 1,700. And Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa are the favorites over Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar, for their match on the kickoff show. So I said that I was going to get to this breaking news, and here it is. The breaking news is that tonight, completely unannounced, at a show in Manhattan, the Hardy Boys have shown up in Ring of Honor and have won the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. This is adding to their quest for the gold to prove that they are the greatest tag team in wrestling today, and it looks like they have accomplished the next set of goals in that path. So they have taken the Tag Team Championship. Now, you know that the match that they're supposed to have WrestleMania weekend is now going to be a Tag Team Championship match, which is only going to add more mystique and more excitement to that match. So let's keep our eyes on what happens there. In this show where they took the Tag Team Championship, they cut a promo totally trouncing Impact Wrestling. The fans were chanting FTNA and all this other stuff. And at the end of the day, what it boils down to is the Hardys claim they've signed a more lucrative contract with Ring of Honor than the Young Bucks have, which I don't know if that's a long-term deal, a short-term deal, if this is a one-off or what this is, but obviously this is huge news in either event for Ring of Honor Wrestling. Moving over to Impact Wrestling, Bubba Ray Dudley was very close to returning as Bully Ray when they were doing their tapings this week. He was negotiating with TNA and they could not come to terms on a deal. Instead, that's what led to Alberto Del Rio, or Alberto El Patron, coming in and filling that main event position to go against Bobby Lashley. So now we talked about the results from the previous show. There was the last show that the Hardys were going to be on. They had the broken Hardy character thing going on. They did their quest for more championships. Now we're moving into the new regime, the new tapings. So the first night of new tapings, Alberto El Patron appears. He takes the world championship from Bobby Lashley, but there was controversy, and we highlighted that in the previous episode. Well, they go back to tape more episodes, and to kick off the next set of episodes, Alberto El Patron comes out and vacates the Impact World Championship to kick off the show for March 16th. In that show, they return the championship to Bobby Lashley, and there's some banter that occurs between Alberto Del Rio and EC3, which is obviously going to lead to a match between the two. On that same show, Davey Richards ends up defeating Suicide, whose character returns to TNA, was always a very popular character. And a really strange part, Karen Jarrett had come out to talk about the changes in Impact Wrestling, and Josh Matthews came out. He interrupts Karen Jarrett, trash talks about the fans, really making fun of them. And the part that really blows your mind here is he talked about, I want to say he said something like, they're too cheap to buy tickets to see NXT. I cannot believe that the new management of Impact Wrestling would want to be talking about the competition, especially since it's almost like he's comparing their product to NXT rather than WWE or Raw or SmackDown. And to me, that's just making your company look weak, not making it look strong. It's just my opinion. Alberto El Patron ends up facing off against EC3, and he wins to become the new number one contender to Bobby Lashley's world title. I don't really understand the booking sense here, since he just had him defeat Lashley, give the title back, make him the number one contender. It makes that whole situation seem very strange. It's just not your normal booking. There were other talents at the taping. Matt Morgan, Chris Masters were in the back. They were not used on camera yet. They move forward, and they start recording some more episodes. The returning LAX is going to defeat Reno Scum, The Decay, and Laredo Kid and Garza Jr. A couple new teams there, Reno Scum and Laredo Kid and Garza Jr., to win the Impact Tag Team titles now that the Hardys vacated them. The first set of tapings, there was a conversation from Bruce Pritchard who talked about how these championships were won in the ring, not in outer space, kind of poking fun at the Hardys. And now this was their solution to crowning new tag team champions. The only problem for me is they use the moniker LAX, and Homicide is a part of the group, but Hernandez is not. And LAX was Hernandez and Homicide. It wasn't this new configuration. Conan's there as their leader or whatever, and that's fine, but at the end of the day, it's really just not LAX. ODB has returned to Impact Wrestling. She was crowned the new number one contender to the Knockouts title. James Storm broke up the DCC, and he returns to his cowboy gimmick on a quest to become a world champion once again. He even referenced when he won the title the first time being one of the highest rated shows in Impact Wrestling history. The close out some of the tapings with Davey Richards facing Eddie Edwards. Davey Richards wins the match in what is considered to be an instant classic. These two have had matches for years, and then they've been partners for years, and they just have such amazing chemistry, whether it's as partners or as enemies, and they just did an amazing job in this situation. They also taped the Knockouts One Night Only pay-per-view, and in that pay-per-view, Eddie Edwards' wife, Alicia, ends up winning a full-time contract that's given to her by Karen Jarrett after she wraps up her final match. She's on the winning team. So just all sorts of stuff going on with Impact Wrestling. They're really putting together a ton of new storylines, and it's almost as if, you know, TNA went out of business and Impact was something new. It just has a whole different feel to it. There was not a lot done with Moose. There was nothing done with Cody Rhodes. There was a lot of their talents that just seemed to either not show up or got buried. And I don't know how to feel yet. So I'll have to wait, give it some time. It feels like Impact Wrestling, it's going to take me forever to get off this TNA thing. But it feels like Impact Wrestling just took a 5-year leap backwards, which isn't necessarily a bad thing because it was doing much better 5 years ago. But we'll have to see. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Vader, in independent news, came out and said that he wants to continue taking wrestling bookings despite the fact that he's been given a diagnosis of congestive heart failure. And he said he'd rather die in the ring. He made reference to, you know, if he doesn't want to be one of those people who, like, is in a nursing home or sitting on their couch when they go. He'd rather die in the ring. So I was a fan of Vader. You know, it's hard for me to hear that the guy's in such a bad way, but you got to respect the fact that he loves this sport so much that he wants to go out on his own terms. In somewhat of a somber note, Tomaki Hanma, who is a big star over in New Japan, he injured his spinal cord in a match this week, and he was actually slated to challenge with his tag team partner, Toji Makabe. They were supposed to wrestle on March 6th for the IWGP Tag Team Championship. That is not going to happen for them now. They're going to be replaced with other talents, but his injury, they haven't given an official prognosis of what it is, but it's clearly something very serious. Otherwise, we would probably be seeing, you know, either a replacement partner or something of that nature. It would make this seem more storyline driven, but it's not. This is a legitimate injury, and it's for someone who's a fan of Hanma. I hope he gets back relatively quickly, because he's just I talk all the time about all the talent they have in New Japan. He's one of the ones I really, really appreciate. Northeast Wrestling WrestleFest took place last night, seeing Cody Rhodes defeat Kurt Angle in the main event. It was a cage match, had one of those incredibly insane high moonsault attempts by Cody off top of the cage, much like Kurt Angle used to do back in his heyday. He, of course, missed that move, went right into an Angle slam, which he kicked out of. Cody ends up picking up the win in that match. It wasn't the only noteworthy thing on the card, though. Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis, who just left Impact Wrestling, showed up on the show. Bennett became the surprise challenger and won the Northeast Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. So that was kind of a shock. And another one that kind of blew me away is Jerry Lawler appeared on the show, and he ended up wrestling in a tag team match where he ended up picking up the win. So a WWE contracted talent, a former Impact Wrestling talent, a current guy getting ready to go into WWE Hall of Fame, Cody Rhodes, who's all over the place, Ring of Honor, New Japan, Impact, all over, all these on one card. Awesome stuff in the world of independent wrestling for all you fans who are diehards out there. There's some amazing stuff going on in these independents. WWE Hall of Famer Lita returned to the ring this week in an 8-person tag team match for MCW, where she ended up picking up the win after a twist of fate. So it has been such a whirlwind couple days, especially when you think about the TNA stuff or the Impact Wrestling stuff. See, I'm still never going to get off that. So, to this episode, not a ton of dates for the This Day in Wrestling History. 95 years ago, Ed the Strangler Lewis defeats Stellaneous Zbyszko to win the World Heavyweight Championship. And this is when the World Championship really was like the World Championship. Multiple smaller or regional or national championships in real shoot wrestling had been unified years prior by George Hackenschmidt. And there was a World Championship created, and it had been defended for 20, 30 years, and this is where we evolved to this. This is like the precursor of the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, and just one of those monumentally important. Of course, the name Stellaneous Zbyszko should tell everybody we're talking about, you know, the family lineage of Larry Zbyszko. 20 years ago, the final Nitro at the Omni in Atlanta was a really cool building. If you ever got a chance to go to the Omni, they held all kinds of events there, and tons of wrestling events, all the way from the 70s all through the 90s, and in 1999, they tore the building down. But 20 years ago was the last time professional wrestling was in the building with this last episode of Nitro. 9 years ago, the WWE eliminated the Cruiserweight Championship for the first time. It was retired while Hornswoggle was still the champion. He's recognized as the final champion in that particular incarnation of the belt. It wasn't brought back until this past year, but in the past, that was a belt that went all the way back to WCW days. It was originally WCW's light heavyweight championship. It kind of came over when they bought the company, when Vince bought WCW out, and kind of morphed it and combined it with WWE's light heavyweight championship and created the Cruiserweight title, which had a great lineage to it. I believe Shane Helms was the longest title holder, over 350 days. And then I think Rey Mysterio had 8 title reigns that were all Cruiserweight Championships, mostly under WCW banner, I think 1 or 2 under WWE's banner. But at the end of the day, the title was prestigious, and I'm glad they brought it back now because it's something that I think for several years there they were missing. Today's look back match on YouTube, look up Bret Hart versus Triple H. It's not going back all that far, but it's before Triple H really bulked up and hulked out, and who knows what kind of substances he's been using to make that happen. But before all that, before he was the main event star, when he was still hanging with Shawn Michaels, there's a match with him and Bret Hart. You can see the match in its entirety on YouTube. By all means, please go check that thing out. It's actually a pretty good match. And you can see even from that age in his that early in his career that he had future star written all over him. After our last episode, our fantasy booking, I told you we've got this 64-person tournament going on, and so I have results have been submitted. I will keep taking results for a couple more days on the first two sets of wrestlers, two sets of matches, but I'm going to give you your next two. And so tonight's Mark Henry versus Kevin Nash, and next match is Triple H versus Lex Luger. So, in the YouTube feed, go in there and tell me who wins Mark Henry versus Kevin Nash, and who wins Triple H versus Lex Luger. The person who receives the most votes on the YouTube poll in the comments section is going to move on to the next round of our tournament. And the tournament is already shaping up to be pretty impressive. I'm really shocked with some of the comments I've gotten in my email and whatnot about who should win which match and whatnot. I love seeing that banter from you guys. That's just awesome. You guys are an amazing, amazing listening audience. For today's YouTube fan poll, which of these was more important in the history of professional wrestling? So would you choose Tammy Sitch, also known to WWE fans as Sunny, or Miss Elizabeth, the Macho Man's real-life wife, on-screen valet? Which one had a bigger impact in the history of professional wrestling? Give me your opinion in the YouTube comments along with your choices for the 64-man tournament. And we'll try to report back to you guys in a future episode what the results were. By all means, people, please go online and give us a review. Give us a subscribe. We need those subscribes to move our podcast up the rankings ladder and try to draw more and more interesting guests. I'm in the process of setting up a day for our first major guest. I don't mind sharing with you guys that WWE has a Hall of Fame, but there is another Hall of Fame. There's a Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame in Wichita Falls, Texas, and it is run by a former wrestler from World Class Championship Wrestling. For anybody who's been around the wrestling world for an extended period of time, there's a young man named, I shouldn't say young anymore, getting a little bit up there, but Johnny Mantell is the guy who runs the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame, and he has been so gracious that he is going to grant us an interview opportunity at some point in the very near future, and I look forward to bringing that to you guys very shortly. Don't forget to check out the Fro Life Planning contest that's going on. For those of you who don't know what Fro Life Planning is, we help students and adult learners find their path to higher education or a new career. Every month, I'm going to be giving away a 30-minute one-on-one consultation to one lucky winner. If you don't need that consultation, that's okay. 100% transferable to anybody you know that needs that consultation. I'm more than happy to do that. No purchase is necessary. Just do a couple things for me. 1, launch iTunes in your computer. 2, go to the Fro Wrestling Podcast iTunes page and click the subscribe button. Once you've done that, click on the ratings and reviews, which will pop up with another choice to click write a review, and give us one. Give us an honest review and click submit. When you're all done knocking out all the business on iTunes, pop over to our website at www.frolifeplanning.com/contest, and you can be entered for a chance to have a one-on-one phone consultation to aid in that educational planning. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us in episode 35, where we're going to review everything that happens at Fastlane. Very exciting card coming up. I can't wait to see if everything unfolds the way all those odds makers think they're going to go down. Or are we going to see some surprises? I would not be surprised to see Brock Lesnar show up tomorrow night and interfere in that world championship match. And if I was booking this, it's just my opinion, I would book Brock Lesnar to purposely cost Kevin Owens the championship. You've already got your storyline set up with Kevin Owens going against Jericho at Mania. You've already got your match set up with Brock against Goldberg. But if you have Brock cost him the championship, then you have padded yourself with another main event match in the future. Jericho and Owens can settle their stuff. Then you can have your situation with Brock and Goldberg resolve. And when it's all said and done, you've got the revenge factor for Kevin Owens trying to pursue Brock Lesnar for the world championship at a later time. That's how I'd book it. Special thanks in this episode, as always, goes out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all of our music and sound effects used throughout today's show. Today's podcast is sponsored in part by Beazel Games. Bringing a new friend to family night, game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazel Games and bring that fun and excitement back with the sketchy people at www.thegamecrafter.com/sketchypeople, and that's where you can pick up your copy today. And AlleyRepair.com. Contact Alley Repair today for servicing of all of your skee-ball, pinball, and arcade needs. This guy does amazing work. If you need high-quality craftsmanship in the repair of your skee-ball machines, give this guy a call. Contact him. Go to their website, www.AlleyRepair.com. We want to thank you for listening to today's podcast, and we encourage you to go to our website, as always, at www.frolifeplanning.com to learn more about what Mr. Fro can do for you today. Remember, Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro, and I want to thank you for taking a few moments with us today. I look forward to talking to everybody after Fastlane about all the events of the show, all the rumors heading out of the show, and what we can expect in the coming weeks. Until then, take care, everybody.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.